This week in Michigan football history, here's MVectors.com's Greg Dooley.
Hang on to your maize and blue fedoras, because this week we take a long trip back, nearly all the way back. I'm talking 135 years ago to the fall of 1879. Well-tuned Michigan historians know that Team 1 played game number 1 earlier that year when a group of students traveled to Chicago to defeat Racine 1-0 at White Stockings Park. But did you know it was on this day 135 years ago that U of M played game number 2 in Detroit, and thus the first game held in the state of Michigan? Indeed, the University of Toronto was the opponent on November 1st, 1879, and hundreds of students took the train from Ann Arbor to attend the international battle. The Free Press covered the game and described the sport as being, quote, of the scientific kind in vogue in all universities and throughout England and her provinces, and known the world over as rugby, unquote. Between 500 and 1,500 fans witnessed the game. The Freep called, quote, one of the most exciting sporting events ever seen, despite the game ending in a scoreless tie. So while that was the first game held in this state, it wasn't until 1883 that the truly first home game was played. It was March 1883 at the Ann Arbor Fairgrounds, located today at the intersection of Hill Street and Forest. According to the Bentley Historical Library, the opponent was a team from Detroit that featured many former Michigan players and started at 10:20 a.m. For those keeping score, that would mean the KeyBank countdown to kickoff would have started at 6:20 a.m., Ira. The star of the match was a man named Horace Prettyman. That's right, Horace Prettyman. Along with topping many of the all-name teams, Prettyman's righteous facial hair puts him atop all mustache rosters. Horace scored the first touchdown in Ann Arbor about 14 minutes into the game and tallied another before the conclusion of the first inning, or half. Halftime didn't feature a marching band, and heck, the game predated varsity, the victors, and even the yellow and blue. So instead they held a boxing match. Michigan closed out the game with three more scores and went on to a 40-5 victory over the team from Detroit, the first win on Ann Arbor soil. It's unconfirmed whether the victorious Prettyman left the game with a co-ed on either arm, but I'm pretty sure he did. For more, check out mvictors.com and wtka.com. For the KeyBank countdown to kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.